Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to Sports to the Max. There's all kinds of basketball to still talk about. Joining me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Terry Kunze, who tomorrow will be recognized going into the Minnesota Basketball Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Mike, thank you. I appreciate that.
Pretty good class of people. Larry McKenzie, Barry Wohler, Annie Adams, Zach. There's some people in there that are pretty good.
Yes, there are. You know, the funniest thing is I've watched most of them, all of them play.
Have you really?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, Barry Wohler was one. You know, I played against him a little bit in high school. He's a little older than I, but he was really something because he always won.
Yes, he did. You know, Barry, I got to know Barry pretty well when he was coaching at Hamlin.
Sure.
And we would talk a little basketball on the phone on what he's doing and what he's going to do, and then he left Hamlin and got the job at Orono,
yep.
In which he'd done a good job, and they were one game from the state.
Yeah, and they won a state tournament years ago with his son playing, yeah.
That's right.
Terry, how has basketball changed in Minnesota since you were dominating in Duluth?
Well, I think basketball in general, you know, the AAU is what's made basketball in Minnesota developing great players. And I think the difference might be a little bit that the best players are better, but the other players might not be. And I think that's because, you know, a high school kid today, when he's on an AAU team, they play about 40 games, 50 games, and that's got to take away some of your time for practicing.
I agree.
I used to tell parents that, you know, if your son's not going to be one of the top two or three, why don't you just watch and see how many times he shoots the ball in practice?
Yep.
And it might be only four or five times.
Yep.
So I think that's kind of happened to basketball all over the country.
Yep, for sure. So if you're, you know, if you go to those AAU programs, as you may, I always thought one of the best things about it is you get to see the competition. So you get to see what the standard is, at least, that you're up against in your age group, maybe on your own team. But for these kids, how do you recommend that they develop as players when, just to your point, the focus is those four or five games on the weekend?
Well, I think they've got to develop good drills that they can work on with a buddy, you know, rather than going, you know, if you're in the gym shooting by yourself, you know, actually 50% of the time is getting the ball and going back out to shoot. But if you're with a friend, you could shoot, he could rebound for you, and you could, then he could shoot, you could rebound for him. And another thing is to make your practices or your drills something that's a little bit more physical. For example, if I'm going to shoot jump shots on the elbow, if I shoot a jump shot, I should run three steps one way, three steps back, get the, then get another pass, shoot another one, then run three steps back. So you're really creating situations that you would have in a game rather than just standing there shooting. And there's a lot of stuff. There's another simple thing is that if you're talking to a player and you're telling the kid, if the defender plays way off you, what's he telling you to do? And he says, shoot. Yeah, right. What if he's up in your face? What's he telling you to do? Drive. I said, so in effect, you know what the player is telling you to do. So if you look at him, when you get in a game, he's not too far back. He's not too close. So you really don't know what to do. So how do you tell yourself what you should do? And with a foot fake. So if I step at the defender and he doesn't move, I'm gone. He's got to be gone. And if he does move and you step back, now you got him in a defensive position where if he comes up on it, you can go either way. But it's a matter of the great players. I always tell them, if you look at the guy's jersey and you play a lot of one-on-one, he is telling you what to do. And a lot of coaches don't teach it that way. They teach this step and that step. But in reality, you're trying to close the gap on the defender so you can get to the basket.
Understood. So, and you know, I watched the other night in the Final Four, and you watch a 16-point lead dissipate. What happened? How did Kansas, they did it almost at will, and looked like they might run away with it for a minute there, the way they were playing in the second half. What happens in that situation, Terry?
Well, you know, I thought that the guards started forcing some tough shots. I think they were the best guard was 4 for 24, or 5 for 24, and you know, and then Kansas started making some jump shots, which they weren't making earlier, and that kind of when that happens to you, their defense, the defense stepped up, and they got on the boards, and you know, momentum is a funny thing, Mike. It's hard to stop it. The last night at the Wolves game, you know, Washington was.
Yeah, okay. So what happened in that game? And Washington was outstanding in the second half. What happened?
They just had it going, Mike. That's why any team in the NBA can beat any other team in the NBA. It's proven. Memphis, for example, Morant has missed 23 games. He's their best player, right? Tyus Jones plays there.
Yep.
On 23 games Morant has missed, Memphis is 20-3. How do you figure that?
Is that right?
Yes, they're 20-3. So what that means is Tyus is doing what he does best. He distributes, right?
Yep.
And he allows the other scorers to score. Whereas Morant, when he plays, he kind of dominates the scoring and kind of dominates the ball.
Yep.
I don't know if you watch Dallas. I don't know how anybody could play with Doncic. I mean, he has the ball in his hands 80% of the time, and all the other guys do when they catch it, if they have a shot, they shoot it. But I've never seen anything like it.
Do the Timberwolves have a chance to go, forget the play-in game, do they have a chance to go beyond the first round of the playoffs?
I don't, you know, they're going to be, if they win their first game, they're going to be playing Memphis, who's very good.
Yep.
Okay. If they lose and then win the second game, they're going to be playing Phoenix, which is also very good. I think it'll be hard for them to move on. I really do.
I do, too. And they've made strides, but you're just not quite sure. And defensively, some nights, like last night, you see Russell saying to Edwards, where were you? The guy, I had to tackle the guy because he slid by and you weren't even looking. Are they just that? Is that a communication thing? Is that a what?
Well, you know, we got to give some credit to the other team. They, you know, the NBA is such a league that's so scouted, Mike. I mean, when a player goes home after a game, he probably has a film of everything he did when he touched the ball. I mean, it just. They know what you're doing. When you have a 24-second clock, if they can take your first option away, a little pressure, but can be down, take the first option away, you know, you've got 9-10 seconds to score. And it's a tough game. I mean, I think there's a lot of coaching in the NBA. It's a real coaches' league. Little things to do to combat things like running the double. When do you double off the dribble? Do you double on the catch? And you know, Minnesota, when they're playing well, are very good. You know, and overall for the year, the defense has not been bad. But when you get a team that's hot, and you know, and they're making jump shots, all of a sudden they're getting lobs for dunks. It's a tough game. You know, they play every other night, or sometimes two or three games in a week.
Yeah.
And travel. It's got to be people say they don't play hard, but that's a joke.
I mean, that is a joke. They play hard, man. And those charters, I think, took care of that years ago.
And then the other thing is that made the NBA, you know, the rules now have made it a scoring game.
Yep.
Whereas before, you know, you could hand check. And
yes.
Games were 98-91
yep.
or something.
Hand on the hip was common, yep.
And now you touch them and it's a foul. The only time that it's tough for the referees, I think, is the referees have to look at defensive 3 seconds, offensive 3 seconds. They have to look at, I think the NBA should innovate 3 rules, which would save the game. Number one, allow any defense. Because at 24 seconds, Mike, how many times is the offense going to play against a zone?
Yeah.
They're going to beat the zone up the court.
Yep.
The other thing is eliminate the goaltending. Once the ball hits the rim, it should be free. You don't want to lose a game with the referee at half court calling a goaltend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened.
Yep.
And the other thing is it's a very simple rule, but they have to do it. They should widen the court 6 inches on each side, and that would allow you a little more room on the court and would not make it necessary to change seating at all. The court now too small. How many times do you see guys step out of bounds on the sideline? Happens all the time.
Yeah. It happened in the college game the other night too, yeah. Okay, question. Last question before we go. If you were Ben Johnson coaching the Gophers right now, you would spend most of your time doing what in terms of recruiting this offseason?
Well, he's got his high school recruits.
You know, yep, they're spoken for, yep.
And I think he's got the best, too. I mean, I think Carrington and Payne are the best, I think, are the best two players in the state. And now he's got to work the transfer portal. Today's game has changed. You can't win with freshmen. It's changed. Too many teams bring in that senior, a more mature player that fills in holes in their team, and it's tough now. And what's going to happen with this portal? I think I was listening to the Connecticut coach who said there's 371 Division I basketball teams for women in the country. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like 861 in the transfer portal. And he said that, you know what? Do you think there's going to be 300 girls who can't find a team?
Correct.
And the team they leave will not take them back.
Correct.
I mean, look at Willis from the Gophers.
Yep.
Do you think his first choice was going to Charleston in South Carolina?
No.
Think of that. No.
No. That's where he ended up.
He didn't. And so he ended up there because that's all he could get.
Yep.
And so he ended up back at the U. And the transfer portal would make things just unbelievable disorganized. I mean, I think the high school kid is the one who's going to suffer.
Yeah.
Because you got to leave two scholarships open to get that transfer portal. Yep. There's 1,500 players in the transfer portal for men now.
Yep. Yeah, and that tells you
something.
It's
another world, Mike. It's another world.
Yep. Terry, thank you so much. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame honor. I'll see you over there tomorrow.
Mike, I appreciate you calling. You take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Terry Kunze on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.